Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Bowman. Wait, hey, 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 Mr. Bowman.
Jeez. The postman's been busy. Busy as hell. I got one. I got two. I got three. I got four. I think we're just going to do four questions today, but I'm going to do another mailbag tomorrow because I got more. I got a ton of questions. I got some financial questions, not my finances, but some finances regarding draft picks and the Buccaneers that we'll get to probably tomorrow. Also, Joe himself from Joe Bucks Fan has submitted a question that I'm going to get to tomorrow as well. So another draft bag, another mail bag coming your way tomorrow. If you got a question, you still have time to get it in. Justin Pawlowski at 620WDAE.com is the email address. To make it easy on you, I'm sure Joe will post my a link to my email right here at JoeBucksFan.com, or simply go to my webpage at 620WDAE.com. Keyword, that whole keyword thing, it's very simple. Type in the word Blitz, click Enter. Booyah! Takes you right to my webpage. And I got some stuff there that might be a little different than what you find here. Those are two webpages you should be going to daily. Not to mention on my webpage, I've got The Office, the musical.
That's what she said.
Well, I don't know if she said that, but The Office, the musical, in which they take all the musical portions of The Office and mold them into one. I have to watch that daily. I don't know about you. As I said, a bunch of emails today. By the way, we had a live chat last night, Joe. It was really Joe's chat, but you know, of course, I had to barge my way in there and throw in my two cents. But on the flip side of that, we will have a live draft chat. That's where you just come to this webpage, this site, JoeBucksFan.com, and you can just chat with me, like a little chat room. And we will be talking about the NFL draft Tuesday, next Tuesday at 4:30. So make sure you're there for that, and I will, at that time, announce other times we're going to chat. We're going to chat, hopefully, a couple times leading up to the draft, maybe even draft day. We will chat it up right here at JoeBucksFan.com. Shall we get to the emails or what?
You've got mail.
Thank you very much. This one coming from Kelly. Kelly from Spring Hill. What about the possibility of the Bucs trading their number 19 pick to the Eagles for their 28 and 54th picks? And that's coming from a female, so we know that whether she thought it or she spoke it out loud, we know that...
That's what she said.
Yes. Now, actually, another person asked the same question. So I will answer that with this. The NFL trade value chart. Some people have heard of it. Some people have not. Jimmy Johnson came up with this a couple years ago. Well, a few years back when he was with the Cowboys. And it placed a point value on every pick in the draft from the first pick in the draft to Mr. Irrelevant, the final pick in the draft. Places a value point system. Kind of shows you how much maybe the first pick in the draft is and how much it would take to move up to that. For example, if the Bucs wanted to move up to the number one overall pick held by the Lions, it's worth 3,000 points. The 19th pick is only worth 875. So the Bucs would have to trade 875. Their third round pick drops all the way down to 170. That's what? That's barely 1,000. The Bucs don't have enough. They don't have enough to trade up all the way to number one. Now, the Bucs at 19, once again, 875. The Eagles, their 28th and 54th picks, 2,860 points. We're going to go by this and explain why the Eagles would want to and why they might not. 28 is 660 points. 54 is 360. You add those together, you come up with 1,020. That can get the Eagles all the way up to in between 15 and 16. So up to the Houston, if the Texans, if they want to take a little less. Or the Chargers. Hey, the Chargers get a little bit of a bonus. They get value there because of the points added. Now, if the Buccaneers sitting there on draft day are at 19 and only one of the top two running backs are still on the board, that'd be No'Shawn Moreno. And No'Shawn Moreno is sitting there, and the Arizona Cardinals come a-knocking, and they want to move up to get No'Shawn Moreno. They want to get their running back, and they offer the Buccaneers their first-round pick and second-round picks. If you add them together, that gives you 876. 876. The 19th pick is worth 875. Sounds like a match made in heaven. That's when you find out who the good general managers are. That's when Mark Domenech should get on the phone, call up to Philadelphia, and say, if you give us the 28th pick and the 54th pick, we will make that deal. And by the way, you know, the Bucs could throw in their fourth round pick. So they'd get a higher first-round pick, a higher second-round pick than they'd get from the Cardinals, and they'd have to give up maybe an additional fourth or fifth-round pick to make the deal go through. The Eagles would have no choice if that's who they want. If they want No'Shawn Moreno, they'd have no choice. They'd have to move up before the Cardinals get him. That puts the Bucs in a nice situation to get value for their pick. So I hope that answers your question there, Kelly. Is it possible? Absolutely, it's possible. But it takes two to tango. We always hear rumors of trades in the NFL draft, but usually the rumors that we hear don't come true. It's the ones that are spur of the moment, day of the draft, are the ones that come through in the clutch. We have another email here from Kelly.
You've got mail.
Any possibility on the flip side of this, I guess the flip side of her other question, any possibility of the Bucs moving up to number 7 and taking B.J. Raji? The Jacksonville Jaguars sit at number 7. They probably want Mark Sanchez. They want Michael Crabtree. They might not get either. It's come out that maybe the Jaguars are looking to trade down. The unfortunate part with that is, what do the Jaguars want? What are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up two first-round picks for an unproven player? Are you willing to move up this year and give up next year's first-round pick to move up to get a player? Because as we talked about, by not having a second-round pick, by trading that for Kellen Winslow, you really don't have much ammunition to move up very far. And you definitely don't have enough to move up into the top 10 unless you're willing to part ways with next year's first-round pick. And between you and me, I don't know if I'd do that. Would you have done it for Cedric Ellis last year? He's okay. What about Jonathan Sullivan when the Saints drafted him? Just as much as you could get a gem like a Kevin Williams or a Warren Sapp, you can get a bust at defensive tackle. And you wouldn't be just wasting one pick. No, you'd be wasting two. Because you'd trade next year's first-round pick as well. And oh, by the way, let us remind each other that I don't mean to be negative. And if you know me personally, you know I'm an optimistic guy, especially in relation to the Bucs. But the odds are not good for the Bucs this season. The odds are not in the Bucs' favor, especially with that first 7-game stretch to start the season. The odds are not in the Bucks' favor to do well this season. And if they don't do well, they're going to have a very high draft pick next year. Are you willing to part ways with that now? I wouldn't. Another email coming in.
You've got mail.
Justin, what do you think the odds are that the Lions take Stafford with the number one overall pick? Simple. The Lions, to me, and it could be different, but the Lions, to me, are choosing between Matthew Stafford and Jason Smith. They could surprise us. The Texans surprised us a couple years ago when they were deciding between Vince Young and Reggie Bush, and they went with Mario Williams. But to me, the Lions are choosing between a franchise quarterback and a franchise left tackle. I've always been the type of guy who likes to build my team around the quarterback, then piece a quarterback in there. Get a quarterback that can be solid. I don't like starting with a franchise quarterback, then trying to put pieces around him. Because that young quarterback could have his career ruined by not having an offensive line in front of him, by not having proper weapons around him. Now, Calvin Johnson is a great weapon. But if Matthew Stafford's running for his life, it could ruin him mentally for the rest of his career. However, I will say this about the Detroit Lions. This is a city, this is a team that is in despair. This is a city that is in a downward spiral. This is a city and a team that needs hope, that needs leadership. This is a team and a city that needs a face to get behind. This is an organization that needs leadership on both sides of the ball. And a city, as I said before, that just needs hope. An offensive lineman, sure. The Dolphins drafted an offensive tackle, number one overall last year. The city of Miami didn't need hope. The Dolphins weren't desperate for a quarterback. The Lions are. The city of Detroit is. That's why I'm going to put the percentage much more in favor of Matthew Stafford than Jason Smith, because I think there's more working here than just offensive tackle versus quarterback. And the Lions are a team that have not had success drafting quarterbacks over the years. But when they need it most right now, not just their team, but the city, you have to take that chance. So I'm going to put the percentage as of right now, I'm going to say 70-30. 70% chance they take Matthew Stafford. Still, 30% is not chopped liver, okay? 30% still, there's still a chance, I think a good chance, that they draft Jason Smith. Just not as good a chance that they draft Matthew Stafford. Follow up question to that one coming in.
You've got mail.
If they don't take Stafford, how far will Stafford drop? That's a very good question. How far will he drop? I think Seattle likes Mark Sanchez. I like Stafford. I think he's much better than Josh Freeman, but he's in that similar mold. He's strong arm. How's he going to read a defense? He was inconsistent at times at Georgia. That's the one thing I would be worried about in regards to Matthew Stafford. And how far will he fall? Well, I do not think it's a smokescreen. I do think Seattle has great interest in Mark Sanchez, as I do that they think I think they have interest in the offensive tackles as well. But then if Sanchez goes to the Seahawks, then you're looking at teams like the Jacksonville Jaguars. Would they take a quarterback, even though they already have a quarterback in David Garrard? And remember, Jack Del Rio's job is on the line. If he knows he's on the hot seat, do you think he's going to be willing to take a quarterback? A guy who's really not going to be able to help him immediately? You're pretty much writing your own pink slip if you do that. The San Francisco 49ers would be next up. Would they take a quarterback? Would the 49ers invest top 10 money in this economy once again into a quarterback, into the quarterback position? Not to mention they had doctors questioning Matthew Stafford on the divorce of his parents from his high school days? I don't know if that's really a match made in heaven there. The Denver Broncos are interesting. 12 would be a good slot for Stafford. And don't count out the Washington Redskins at 13. I don't know if he'll fall as far as I thought he would before, especially with that trade of Jay Cutler. Things changed then. But Matthew Stafford, you know, could have a little bit of a long day, but there are some teams that are looking for quarterbacks now, other than they were before. All right, that's it. Wanted to get through those emails today. Tomorrow we'll have more emails. So if you do have a question about the NFL draft or the Bucks, you can email that to me at JustinPulowski at 620WDAE.com. Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, Pulowski, P-A-W-L-O-W-S-K-I at 620WDAE.com. Think of it in three words. Paw, like the paw of a dog or cat. Low, as in get low. And of course, what I love to do, ski. Skiing down a mountain. No, I've never done that and probably never will. All right, so we'll be back with another rough draft tomorrow. My new mock draft should be posted either now or soon. Right here at JoeBucksFan.com. And coming up this weekend, our 4-3 defenders. Next week, we'll take a closer look at some targets of the Buccaneers in the first round and tell you why and why they wouldn't be good picks for the Bucs. So we'll have all that coming for you. Listen, it's going to be a jam-packed week and a half. So stick with us right here. The best thing for you to do, leave it up on your computer. Keep refreshing the page because new stuff is always coming down right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal.